Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Flow Capital Corp's 2019 second quarter results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Instructions will be provided at that time for you to queue up for questions. If anyone has any difficulties hearing the conference, you may press star zero for the operator assistance at any time. I would like to remind everyone that today's discussion may contain forward-looking statements that reflect current views with respect to future events. Any such statements are subject to risk and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those projected in the forward-looking statements. For more information on Flow Capital's risk and uncertainties related to these forward-looking statements, please refer to the company's management information circular dated May 2nd, 2019, which is available on SEDAR. Today's call is being recorded on August 1st, 2019. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Alexa Baluta, Chief Executive Officer of Flow Capital.
Thank you very much, operator. Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for participating in today's call. I'm joined by Dominic Rowell, our Chief Financial Officer. He'll speak after I go through some initial statements. After the close of market today, we released our second quarter 2019 financial results. Details can be found on our website at flowcap.com or filed on SEDAR. For the quarter, our recurring revenue was 1.47 million dollars, up 31% year-over-year, and that is excluding the impact of the Logic Global Partners business. Operating profit was up to 965,000 dollars. That's up slightly, both on a sequential and year-over-year basis. Free cash flow for the quarter was also up slightly to 327,000 dollars, up sequentially and on a year-over-year basis. Dominic will give you a thorough review of the financials in a moment, but I'd like to take a few minutes to talk about the highlights of the quarter and some of the ongoing initiatives that we're working on to continue to improve our performance and ultimately increase shareholder value. In terms of new investments, we closed two in the quarter and an additional three after the close of the quarter. Two were secured venture loans, two were secured royalties, and one was an unsecured royalty. In aggregate, we've invested 2.8 million dollars since the start of the year. These investments represent a current annual revenue to Flow of approximately 800,000 dollars. I'm very encouraged by these investments, but also by the activity we are seeing in our pipeline. Our volume of leads continues to track at historical norms, but we're now starting to see a better close rate on high-quality investments. As I mentioned on the prior two conference calls, our lower close rate in recent quarters was a function of a focus on improving the quality of our leads in our pipeline and improving the quality of our investments. We're now starting to see a return on those efforts. Looking ahead, we'll be adding an additional principal-level partner to join the team to help increase the number of investments we make. Given the cash we expect that we will have available for new investments in the coming quarters, we will need to increase our origination and execution capacity. We expect to be adding at least two new people to the team to help with both origination and deal execution. As part of our ongoing growth initiatives, we recently added a digital marketing expert to the team to help with both brand awareness and lead generation. We need to get the word out that we have capital to deploy and that we are looking for great emerging growth businesses to invest in. While it's early days, we are already starting to see some returns from our initial digital marketing efforts. Turning to the balance sheet, given three recent developments, the company now has what I think is a very strong balance sheet. First, earlier in the year, we sold our Logic Global Partners division for 12.375 million dollars to Nine Point Partners. As part of that transaction, we took a vendor note from Nine Point, and that note had various put-call provisions attached to it. Today, we notified Nine Point that we are calling that note for repayment in early December. We undertook the sale of the Global Partner division for the following reasons: to streamline our business, to strengthen our balance sheet to meet our upcoming debenture maturity obligations, and to facilitate continued future growth and expansion of our business through ongoing investments in emerging growth businesses through royalty and venture debt structures. On to the second positive balance sheet development. A few weeks ago, we raised $10 million via a new limited partnership that we are calling the Flow Priority Return Limited Partnership. In exchange for $10 million invested into Flow, the partnership acquired a priority royalty on 8 of our existing investments. A simple way to think about this is as a form of securitization of our longest duration investments. In return for the investment, the LP investors get a preferred yield of 12% on their outstanding balance. I should note that the 8 underlying investments are currently yielding or generating a yield of approximately 30%. And Flow keeps the difference between what we pay and what they're currently yielding. In addition, the LP investors are entitled to receive all of the buyout proceeds from the 8 underlying investments until 110% of their principal has been returned. The structure is particularly appealing to us because it matches the duration of the capital we raise with the duration of our investments. And more importantly, the LP has no further claim on Flow beyond the 8 underlying investments. It was an excellent way for Flow to increase the velocity of our capital. We essentially liberated $10 million from well-performing existing investments, and we get to reinvest that same equity dollar twice while keeping most of the buyout upside. While the yield paid to LP investors increases our cost by roughly $100,000 per month initially, at our historical yields, or investment yields, we need to reinvest about half of the proceeds, or $5 million, to recover that cost. And we keep all of the yield, buyout, and warrant upside in the new investments. Finally, the third positive investment balance sheet development. We had recently had a buyout that returned several million dollars back to our balance sheet. As we press released this past Monday, mCloud repaid approximately $2.8 million Canadian. That debenture came about when mCloud acquired our Agnity royalty. As a side note, I just want to quickly highlight the returns we made on that Agnity investment. The original investment was for $2.75 million U.S., and the payout to date has been approximately $3.9 million U.S., including the repayment of the debenture. And we have some additional upside on a longer-term basis in the form of mCloud shares. To sum up the balance sheet, if you combine our current cash with proceeds from the Priority Return Limited Partnership, then add on the expected proceeds from the repayment of the Logic transaction debenture, and finally you add in the proceeds from the mCloud repayment, that will give us close to $30 million in cash. If you then subtract the cash required to redeem our 8 debentures at the end of the year, it'll leave approximately $12 million available for investment. We are very well positioned for growth. I'll summarize by saying that Flow Capital is in the strongest position it's been in several years to capitalize on the large and growing opportunity of investing in emerging growth companies. We have an excellent team, significant capital, and a large market opportunity ahead of us. And with that, I'll turn it back to, turn it over to Donica for a review of our financials.
Thank you, Alex. Recurring revenue from royalties and interest was $1.5 million in Q2 2019, compared to $1.1 million in the same period in 2018. $420,000 of the increase was due to royalties earned on new investments closed in the last 12 months. Royalty payments were higher by $266,000 due to growth in revenues in some existing investments, but this was offset by a reduction in income of $298,000 from investments previously bought out and two investments not accruing any income because of non-payment. Non-recurring revenues from royalty buyouts was zero in the quarter compared to $400,000 in the same period in 2018. Revenues as reported under IFRS were negative $0.5 million in Q2 2019 compared to $2.4 million in the same period in 2018. Revenues in the quarterly period were impacted by net non-cash items of negative $1.35 million compared to negative $591,000 in the same period last year. This non-cash amount consisted primarily of negative $916,000 for adjustments to fair value and negative $349,000 for foreign exchange loss. Included in the adjustments to fair value was negative $773,000 relating to shares and warrants held by Flow Capital. Total operating expenses were $1 million in Q2 2019 compared to $1.3 million in the same period in 2018. The change is due to $344,000 restructuring costs incurred in Q2 2018, offset by an increase in professional fees of $20,000 in Q2 2019. We estimate operating expenses to run between $250,000 to $350,000 per month in Q3 2019. We recorded adjusted EBITDA of $1 million in Q2 2019 compared to $495,000 in the same period in 2018. The increase in adjusted EBITDA was due to adjusted EBITDA generated by the Logic Global Partner business of $416,000 in the quarter. Free cash flow was $327,000 compared to negative $159,000 in the same period in 2018. The increase came from free cash flow of $399,000 generated by the Logic Global Partner business. As of August 1, 2019, we believe recurring revenue from royalties and interest for the month of July 2019 will be approximately $600,000. As of June 30, 2019, the total value of investments was $35.5 million, an increase from $24.1 million at the end of 2018. Cash return from the investment portfolio was $1.4 million in the quarter and $7.5 million in the last 12 months. Our cash position was $8.6 million, which has increased to over $20 million as of August 1, 2019. I will now turn it back to Alex.
Thank you very much, Donica. And with that, I think our scripted comments are done. I will turn it over to the operator for polling of questions.
And at this time, if you would like to ask a question, press star followed by the number 1 on your telephone keypad. And that's star followed by the number 1, and we'll pause for just a moment. And again, if you would like to ask a question, that's star followed by the number 1 on your telephone keypad. And there are no questions at this time. And do you have any final remarks?
Thank you very much, operator. Thanks, everybody who attended the call. We appreciate your support, and I do look forward to growth in the coming quarters, and I look forward to speaking to you in about 3 months' time. Thank you very much, everybody.
And that concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.